Well, very interesting. This morning we have a weekly devotional we do with three of us that do it every week. Others are welcome to join, but we do the weekly devotional. And this morning we were talking about some things, and one of the guys went to use AI to try to get his answer. And I said, yeah, be careful how you craft a question, you know, and so forth. And so, of course, AI came back, and it gave him a bunch of information and everything else. And this is, that's not the real answer there, because the question wasn't crafted right. And I says, you got to ask it. We were talking about people getting registered to vote automatically when they did a change of address. And so that was the question he needed to ask. Well, he asked when they pulled their driver's license and they have an opportunity to opt out. But when they had change of address, it automatically registered them to vote.
Yeah, how you iteratively ask questions is... So AI, it's funny because a lot of people use it like a search engine, and it wasn't really designed that way. You know, it's like, I just want to get a piece of information, so they ask AI. But that's... AI was designed to be conversational, to iterate, to kind of continually refine what you're trying to ask for. And so if you use it to just get search results... It does tend to be a little bit assumptive. It tries to assume what you mean. And, I vaguely remember a story, I can't remember when it was, maybe earlier this year, I think, where some press release from the government included a Bible verse that didn't actually exist. It was just quoting a chapter and verse of a book, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was actually the AI was looking at, I think, a movie quote where that happened, but it wasn't actually a real Bible verse. So yeah, I agree. You got to be a little bit careful with that, and usually got to prompt it with, you know, don't make anything up, cite your sources, make sure it's grounded in fact, you know, that kind of stuff. Even then, it's not 100%.
Yep, I hear that. I like the cite your sources. I think that'd be one thing to include in when you're doing an inquiry. Always to cite your sources, and I think that would be very important. KCABOA, KCYVF might be in there any time now.
KCAYVF.
Hey, Ron, go ahead.
Good evening, guys. Just turned on the radio. Didn't hear much of the conversation. Headed home from work here, so just trying to get out of my road out on the M81, which is sometimes a challenge. Who do we have? I got Rick in there. Who else is in here?
Aaron, KD8 AVA.